here, how much can you expect from Mal Davis after a full week of practice?
Excited about the progress that he's making. Continues to, get more adapt to what we're asking him to do from a playbook standpoint, practicing well, and we're excited. We're excited about the progress.
Did you run anything special with him over the 3 or 4 day weekend to try to get him up to speed?
You know what? He had some really good sessions with Ben. You know, they've been working over the weekend, and after, you know, like this week that we're in right now, they'll obviously have more additional time when everyone else, you know, heads out. They're spending a few extra hours in the meeting room, in the classroom environment, and kind of going back through the tape and going back through just the playbook in itself and making certain the details are where they need to be. So, again, he's spending quite a bit of time with Ben, and they're making tremendous progress.
I know that just about every week you're going to find a guy on another team that enjoys big hits, but when you see a safety like Neil, the way he likes to come down and throw his body in there – I know it's a physical game. Is that anything extra that you pay attention to when a guy just looks for it as often as he does?
Well, you know, he's a physical player. Certainly one of those guys that you're aware of. But, you know, when you look at their entire defense, you know, they fly around, tremendous effort and energy, their ability pursuing and finishing. And then they also do a really good job as far as takeaways. So those are some of the areas, again, going back to the number one goal, our priority is obviously taking care of the football. That's something that we emphasize, day in and day out, and we have to be fundamentally sound.
And you're a – we've seen Devontae have a big game here, big game there. What makes you think he's more ready to maybe do that more regularly and not have the ups and downs that he's had?
Well, just as a whole, not just with Devontae, but our entire offense, the goal is to always be consistent. And that's really the number one objective as far as just being consistent, and it always starts with our preparation, being consistent as far as how we prepare, starting in the classroom and what we do out on the practice field, and carry that over onto game day. And I think each and every one of our guys understand from a classroom preparation standpoint, being on the same page, communicating, and being able to be fundamentally sound, obviously puts us in a position to be successful on game day. And I think he completely understands that, and where he's at right now, I mean, he's making strides to being that type of player where you continue to be consistent on a week-to-week basis, and that's what we're looking for from our offense, not just Devontae, but our entire offense.
What gave you guys such faith in him? I know last year when he was hurt, I mean, there were games, I mean, the Lions game, you guys threw him, 100 passes, he caught, a handful of them, didn't do much. But you guys stuck by him, and it seems like maybe you're going to get rewarded for all that now.
Well, I mean, what you put into it is what you'll get out of it. And, I mean, he's one of those type players that, you see the hard work, you see the work ethic, you see the attitude, the right positive attitude moving forward, never really getting down. It's always about the positive energy. It's always about learning from certain situations. And he's applying all of that, what he's learned over the past few years. And moving forward, again, I think he benefits from that.
Edgar, when a guy comes up from the practice squad like Geronimo Allison, what tells you that he's ready?
You really kind of go back and look at, his body of work throughout training camp and the strides that he was making during training camp. When you kind of look at it, everything is not always, what the public is able to see from a preseason game type situation. You look at how he prepares, how he goes out and practices day in and day out, and you see a guy that, for a young player, really has a good grasp on our playbook. He's fundamentally sound, and now he gets an opportunity to take all that, what he's been doing over the past few months, and applying it on game day. So, you know, he's another player that he'll have some opportunities, and we just got to continue to take advantage of those opportunities.
What's different for him typically right away when they get into an NFL regular season game that they've never played a regular season game before?
Just trust the process, and that's how we've been going about our overall preparation. And then, you know, what we're able to do on the practice field. I think if he continues to go about doing it the way he's obviously having success in practice, you know, we're big believers in, you know, how we practice is a big prelude of how we'll play the game, and I think he definitely will fit in that category.
Edgar, I know you're here for most of the, you know, with Brett and Antonio Freeman during that run with the offense. When you look at Jordy and Aaron, what's the benefit for the whole offense when you have a quarterback and receiver that have been together for that amount of time?
Well, chemistry is a big part of what we do, and certainly they have experience. They have that chemistry. They've been playing together for quite some time. So, you know, it always goes back to communication, being on the same page.
Why has Montgomery been effective the last couple of weeks?
Classic example of making the most of your opportunities. You know, another kid that does an outstanding job in his daily preparation and getting an opportunity to perform on Sunday, and it's paying off.
Type of conditioning for him when he runs between the tackles, because a wide receiver is not necessarily used to being tackled by the 300-pound guys over and over again. And so if you were to get 15 carries, or me, it would be much different than a wide receiver. So is there a different conditioning for Ty?
You know, the thing that never changes is the fundamentals. You know, as far as playing at a certain pad level, things of that standpoint, understanding, you know, the blocking scheme, how to protect yourself, you know, all of that plays into it. You know, when we talk about being fundamentally sound, how do we break tackles, things of that standpoint. And I think he completely understands that, and he understands why we have to use the right fundamentals in order to be successful.
Does he look like a receiver playing running back, or does he actually look like a running back when he's, you know, when you talk about the fundamental?
You know, it's when you really kind of look at it, he's a versatile, he's a football player. You know, you can't really say he's a running back, he's a receiver. He's just a versatile football player who's very successful at what he's able to do. I mean, you know, he's a matchup nightmare for a lot of different teams. And again, it goes back to his preparation, and then being able to apply everything that he's doing in the classroom and out on the practice field on game day.
You caught a lot of passes in your career, obviously. Just how big of an asset is that? It's been often become a stupid question, but how big of an asset is that when, you know, the whole play can be shut down, but you can just throw a little five-yard pass to running back and you can get something out of that?
It's all about moving the chains. The check down routes, you know, we've had success on those type of routes. And, you know, it's a way to continue to just move the chains and put us in a manageable third down situation. And that's really what it's all about. You know, we want those extended drives. We want to be able to put ourselves in position to continue to convert on third down and have those, sustain those long drives.
Everybody was healthy. You know, there's been times where Coach McCarthy has talked about wanting to get, you know, a steady amount of carries for Eddie and then, you know, a supplemental role for James. So when that model sort of goes out the window and the carries are more widespread with fewer for each guy, how different is that based on what you wanted to do going into a season where one guy might have gotten 20 a game?
Right. It's still a formula. You know, Coach McCarthy has a formula, which I will not go into right now. As far as how we want to distribute the football, and all of that factors into it, the amount of carries and the amount of completions. So there is a formula that we go into each and every week with a plan, and, you know, we'll continue to try to hit the mark.